I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Frequent guest conductor Peter Jaffe will be on the podium with the Symphony Silicon Valley when they play their concerts. He understands why outdoor pops concerts like this are so popular.
People love to just come out and sit on the lawn in beautiful weather, and the first program is called A Little Classical Night Music, which, of course, is a little takeoff of Mozart's famous Eine kleine Nacht music, the famous serenade, because that's one of the pieces that's in there.
Jaffe says the music programmed for this concert goes back to the way it used to be.
These earlier versions of pops concerts would be selections of classic repertoire, which is what we're doing, and these are a lot of greats, like Rossini, Overture to the Barber of Seville. The last movement of Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. There's a whole ballet sequence from Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty, and we've got Borodin Polovetsian dances. And so these are all really compelling, energized classics. It's a real toe-tapping evening.
Saturday's concert begins at 7 p.m. The concert on Sunday begins at 5:30 with a free ice cream social before the music starts.
The second one is called Fiddles and Fables, and it is geared towards a slightly younger audience, but it's really for ages 3 to 103, because there's something in there for everybody to love.
Conductor Peter Jaffe says in addition to a shared sense of community, there's also an extra visual dimension you get going to a concert like this.
What I find absolutely amazing about live orchestral performance is seeing synergy actually come to life before your very eyes. You see all the players working together, and the idea that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts is realized right on the spot.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.